It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Current Bachelor Colton Underwood attended a fan event recently where he said he was touched and grabbed inappropriately, so he left. There's no photo evidence or video, but he did post on Instagram to apologize to fans about leaving early, and he said, "I had to do what was best for me as a human being. I didn't sign up to be a piece of meat or a zoo animal." It's not reported yet if Colton reached out to the police at all over the matter.
Women, I'll tell you, you always act like guys are bad. You guys are horny.
I can't believe there isn't more of an outrage over this, but I guess because he's a dude, people are like, "Oh my gosh, I would kill to have all those beautiful women grabbing me.
I wish they'd touch my butt."
Lady Gaga and Christian Carino have apparently split. Sources say Gaga called it quits 1 week ago, and he's been desperately trying to restore the relationship. Many speculated the relationship was in trouble after Gaga showed up to the 2019 Grammys on Sunday without her fiancé and wasn't wearing her engagement ring.
I was going to say, where's her ring at on the award show? And I thought, oh, maybe she took it off for the performance.
Yeah, but two other sources say the couple didn't break up and are still together, adding that they just put their wedding plans on hold due to the singer's busy schedule. So, kind of mixed messages and information there. We'll have to see what happens and how it pans out. People are questioning whether or not Colin Kaepernick actually does care about being a quarterback again, because it looks like he's gotten an opportunity and didn't take it seriously. The new Alliance of American Football spoke with Colin Kaepernick during its development about joining the league, but apparently Kaepernick wanted $20 million or more to consider playing with the league that had its debut last weekend. His asking price was just too steep. The league also approached Tim Tebow, who said he wanted to continue pursuing his baseball career. Tebow currently is in the Mets' spring training camp. Apparently, if you do this alliance thing, you guys know, I don't know anything about sports, that like you play with that for a little bit, then you go to the NFL again or something.
No, that, I mean, it's not guaranteed, and also, like, we don't know how long this alliance league is actually going to last, how much it'll flourish. It's pretty much like the XFL.
Do you think fair
the XFL?
For
him?
No.
I don't think it's fair to say that means he's just trying, like, what does he actually want to do?
Yeah, no,
It sounds like he wants to play in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair at all, because no one knows how successful this Alliance League is going to be.
Got it. Well, that's interesting.
It's like if Liv and I came up with a league, it would probably be about on that level.
Yeah. Ken Jeong was on Ellen. He talked about his new Netflix stand-up special called You Complete Me, Ho, and why it's called that.
It's actually named after my wife, Tran Ho. Ho is her last name. And it was her idea to name it that for my Netflix special. So I give my Ho a lot of credit. I can say that, guys.
Do you ever think his family, like, they're up in the club and it's like, there's some hoes in this house. If you see them, point them out. Like,
probably.
There's my family. Hey.
And Samuel L. Jackson's Captain Marvel co-star Brie Larson might have revealed too much during an interview when she explained how the technology in the movie works. And Samuel L. Jackson was like, oh no, she's going to be in trouble for this.
Any costume that we wear, we have to go in this crazy room that has like 100 cameras in it. And it scans, it does like a 3D scan of your body. Like, it can create like a hologram.
I don't think they're supposed to know that.
Oh.
I just said they did it. I didn't tell them how they did it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, the Marvel ninjas are going to come after me now.
Yeah, she's in trouble.
Coming up in less than an hour, more detrimental R. Kelly evidence.